Hello, everyone. I am currently upstairs in the bedroom and am about to take a trip downstairs. As a blind person, I shall now achieve success. Actually, there's a very strange echo right at the top of these stairs. I don't know how to describe it, but if you talk in the pitch, it echoes back. There it is. Wow. Okay, I'm done with that now. I shall go downstairs. Okay, and I shall take a seat in a little sort of antique-y chair. It's got like the Queen Anne feet and the thin arms that, I don't know how to describe. They don't come straight out from the back of the chair. They kind of, the left one goes out to the left slightly and the right one goes out to the right slightly. Okay, sorry about the air noise. But I don't have a whole lot to contribute today other than some conversation. Today was a good day. Got to get bills paid and communiques sent out to people who were requesting information or whatever. And got out and about a little bit too. And while I was out, I got to read more about the Audacity audio editor, and I discovered why I was having issues yesterday. I was trying to select audio and do things with it, and I just couldn't do it with the keyboard. Well, the only way I could do it with the keyboard is if I actually went to the selection tool and typed in the time for starting and the time for ending selection. And, you know, that's fine in some cases, but not always. And I found out the reason why I couldn't select with the keyboard and arrows and all that is because you have to focus on the selection tool. You just can't be playing anywhere or focused anywhere and play pause and use your arrow keys to select. I find that's kind of interesting. Got notifications coming in. In a previous editor I was using, I would just be playing the audio and I could, you know, fine-tune wherever I needed to stop by using the arrow keys and then pause record or pause playing, and, you know, hit I to start selecting and hit O at the place where I wanted to stop selecting, and then I could perform tasks on that. This one's not quite like that. I think even SoundForge for the Mac is like that, where you can hit the I and the O. But Audacity uses arrows and different keys, but you have to be focused on the selection tool in order to do selecting. So now that I figured that out, I'm happy. But I think that's an interesting approach. You can't accidentally be selecting things, I guess, that way. But I didn't find I was accidentally selecting things before. But anyway, what else? Still learning about the, well, not learning about it. I think I understand all the variables in compressors, but still having to play with them and figure out the balance between all of them and all that kind of stuff. One thing that audio editing, I don't know what the term is. What am I looking for? You know, where you take something you just recorded and fix it up before you post it. I guess one thing about that is that it takes the spontaneity out of just recording something and getting it out. And with Audioboo, I feel like that's what I really want to do. I just want to record something and get it out there. But the perfectionist in me says, record all you want, but make it really nice before you post it. So I need to find a little balance there. But so far, I've just been extremely annoyed because, you know, I can record on the iPhone and get it out there and the volume is pretty good. But when I go to record something using other sources like the Zoom H1, which is what I'm using now and have to be extremely careful with due to its internal mics picking up all of its noisy components and things. I made a really strange sentence and now I can't figure out where I was, but, when it comes to other sources, even with the iPhone and the iXJ2 and microphones hooked to that, things sound fine in my ears, but when I go to play them on a computer, they're pretty quiet, and I have to normalize them, and sometimes there is some other peaky noise that makes the whole thing quiet, and I need to apply compression, which I think is the answer. And so now I have the ability to do that, and I think I will be very happy. And so I wonder now, does one apply compression to an entire recording, or do they do it in sections? The only thing concerns me about doing it in sections is that you might get different volume levels for different spots, and things end up sounding weird. But maybe with a compressor, that's not so much a concern, because that's interesting. But I'm thinking a compressor, even if you did it in sections and pieced the whole thing together, or if you did the whole thing, it wouldn't make much of a difference, because if the settings were the same, it would just apply everything to the entire recording. So I'm just talking a bunch of talk here, and maybe somebody will comment on that. So I think I will stop here. There's not much else to report. I'm trying to think of some interesting things to record. There's an Allen digital organ here in the house, and at some point I plan on just going through and showing you about it, but I haven't found a way to do that. I want to patch it in along with my voice in such a way that you hear my voice and the organ in stereo, or at least the organ in stereo and my voice in mono, but the mixer's downstairs, the organ's here, on the ground. Oh, yeah, sort of ground floor. And that would be strange to figure out. And also, the iXJ2 supports two inputs. And if you have two inputs, then you get one in the left and one in the right. So that's not good. Anyway, I think I'll go now. It was a pleasure. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.